creative. And what would you call hay that if you had too much in the barn, you might put it in a pile? So what's it called?
A hay pile.
All right. And you know any other names for it?
Haystack.
Which do you call it then?
Well, now, in this area, we never have had haystacks right here in this area. Ours was always baled and stored in a barn, either under a shed somewhere.
Well, if you filled up your barn, and then you put some out in the field, and you had a four-pole kind of thing to cover it up,
mm-hmm.
and you covered it. What would you call that thing you're covering it with?
It was post and had a top on it.
And just covered the haystacks on it.
What would be the hay shed?
Right.
And or the hay shelter.
But it would, if it was sort of temporary, it was just built to cover up the haystack?
It still, if it had a tin top, it would be sort of a permanent thing if it had a tin top.
And what about if it wasn't permanent then?
Well, nowadays they use plastic.
And what's that called if you built a place like that?
Well, it'd just be out there where the hay is. You know, it's got that plastic with the plastic over it.
All right.
Because a lot of the farmers do use that now, since they've come out, you know, with it in such large pieces in the last few years.
That's amazing stuff. We use it far where I live. Now, when you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
Cut it.
After you first cut it, what do you do with it then?
Bale it.
Right. And, well, you know, when you first have to rake it in small piles?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the tractor does that nowadays.
Do you know what those are called?
It's just called raking the hay before you bale it.
Alright. And
rake it up in piles before you bale it.
But the piles don't have any name or raking it in the piles?
Hay pile.
Alright. And now what animals do you have like around this place?
Hogs and cows.
And what about other kinds of animals you know right here?
Well, we have dogs and cats. All right.
And
horses.
And where do you keep those animals? Like, where do you keep the hogs and cows?
In the hog pen.
What about the cows?
The cow pen.
And the dogs and cats?
Well, they stay on our storage shelter. It's open where they park the truck, and then we have a work area, you know, where the tools are stored. And then my daughter has a playhouse. We have a place fixed at the back where the cats can go in.
And you have a name for the place where horses are?
Barn.
And, alright. So, alright. Now, what would you call a fenced-in place where you keep cows overnight before you milk them, you might put them there.
Cow pen, that's what we've always called it.
And would something like that be different from, say, a place where you just keep cows regular? Would that be called a cow pen too?
Oh, that'd be the pasture,
right.
Where they, go out and eat the hay and
right.
Where they stay.
Okay. Well, is there a small fenced-in place, you know, that you might just put them right overnight in a maybe in a pasture to milk them the next day?
We always put ours in the cow pen.
All right. Well,
and that seat was large enough for her to stay in there, and then to milk her. So there would be a